You know, the market has rebounded to near record high levels, and it's looked good in doing that, at least at the surface level. But you're about to find out that what looks good at the surface level is not always good. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs. And David Trainer, their president and founder, is here, and he developed this fabulous methodology that kind of turns investing, well, not necessarily on its ear, but maybe upside down. Why? Well, because at New Constructs, they use a methodology that is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. And they work company filings and everything from the bottom up. They start at the footnotes level and they work their way back to the top. As a result, well, they don't consider beauty necessarily to be skin deep. It's got to be all the way through it. They ask the question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And it is, because a stock that looks attractive on the surface, but that is ugly when you dig in deeper, that's a dangerous stock. That's how it works. And if you want to learn more about it, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more detail on the stuff you hear us talking about on the show. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And again, at their website, you can find the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The most dangerous stocks for fiduciaries.
Danger, danger.
The most dangerous stocks for fiduciaries. Fiduciaries, of course, are advisors who have a responsibility to put the best interest of their clients first. So if you've got stocks that are dangerous for fiduciaries, well, what makes them particularly dangerous for fiduciaries? Because I'd imagine if it's dangerous for fiduciaries, it's also probably dangerous for ordinary investors.
We're making the distinction between the retail barstool sports traders and those who have fiduciary responsibilities. Because we've seen, you know, especially last week, looking at the IPOs of DoorDash and Airbnb explode upward. And we've been on record talking about how the valuation of those IPOs is extreme, and in some cases with DoorDash, absurd. And same is true with Tesla, right? There are a lot of smart guys on Wall Street and people in general lost a lot of money shorting these firms. We're not saying necessarily that investors should short them, but we're saying that if you have a fiduciary responsibility, you need to really be careful, because when the music stops for these guys, it's going to look bad. And sure, it might not stop for another month, another 6 months or a year, and your clients might complain that you didn't chase that performance. But if and when these things do finally crack, it could be really ugly, because the overvaluation is really extreme. And in particular, three stocks we're highlighting in this update, Uber, Tesla, and DoorDash, they've got valuations that are entirely disconnected from business models that we think, you know, there's a good chance they never really make much money, sustain profits ever, and yet they're trading to the multi-billion dollar range.
Well, Rob Arnott from Research Affiliates was on this show last week saying that Tesla is a bubble. He could not have been more clear. And I guess the real point is that you can understand why an average investor, a consumer, an individual might go, hey, don't I want to have some of this? Look at how they're doing. They've been defying gravity. I want to get it. What you're saying is it's the fiduciary's responsibility to say, dude, don't go there, right?
Unless they want to get sued when it gets blown up. Because literally, like in front of a jury, right, you know, or even in front of your client, what is your justification for being in the stock? The only justification is chasing performance. I've not seen a single person make a straight-faced argument, and I don't count Tesla fanboys or fan people, but I've never seen a professional investor try to make a straight-faced argument for Tesla and DoorDash at these valuations. I've heard a few people try on Uber, but they don't make sense, and certainly not at the valuations. Like, the only argument I've heard on Uber is that, well, it might make money someday because they have scale. Yes, but anywhere close to the level of the valuation implies no. So the main message is you want to keep yourself out of being pushed out of the business or worse, going to jail or getting sued by your clients. You can in good conscience recommend these stocks, not according to the rules of what it means to be a fiduciary, which is to make a prudent decision. And momentum is not enough of a basis for justifying a prudent decision.
Now, of course, you've talked about Tesla and you've talked about Uber in the danger zone in the past, but you've put together this list of most dangerous stocks for fiduciaries. And what they all have in common, other than the outrageous valuations based on your methodology, what they all have in common is these are just the most popular, trendy names. It's not just the three, you know, Uber, DoorDash, and Tesla. It's Pinterest, it's Spotify, it's Carvana, it's Beyond Meat, it's Shopify, it's Dropbox, it's Wayfair, it's Box. It is every name that has been getting headlines, even on mainstream media sites like a MarketWatch, that has been attracting all the attention. So here, I guess, is the question. Unlike most danger zone picks, when we're telling people, hey, you need to avoid this, because this is about fiduciaries, the way that somebody should be thinking perhaps in this one, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, would be if your financial advisor has allowed you to buy these things, you need to question whether or not they're doing their job. Like, the dangerous thing might be the advisor who's let you have these individual stocks in your portfolio.
Yes, that's another way to put it. And we've kind of moved into a world where the performance of the stock sort of justifies the decision at the end of the day, right? The output is what justifies it all. And that's not a solid foundation for investment decision making. It could be true, yes, in the short term, but a close inspection of any of these business models reveals that they are very challenged. And even as novel as they may seem, they have little to no barriers to entry, which means other people can come and do the same thing. And so their margins will never be that strong. And I'm happy to do a deep dive on any one of those.
We don't necessarily have the time, but let's do something we've never done before, which is, if you add up the three that you singled out, Tesla, DoorDash, and Uber, based on current share prices, if you had one share of each of them combined, you'd have about $850 worth of shares. What do you think those shares are actually worth? I mean, how overpriced, right? We've never done this, but this is your personal mutual fund from hell. You've bought these three things to make it your own personal blech. And if you bought one share today of all of them at $850, what is your feeling that the intrinsic value is on these stocks?
Yeah, I think intrinsic value, not what somebody might buy them out at just to kind of give them an escape, is under 10 bucks. You might get a couple bucks for Uber. DoorDash, I think, is worth zero. And Tesla, maybe a few bucks just because they've got something that's, you know, a real product. Dash doesn't have a product. Uber sort of does. But yeah, it's not a lot. Not a lot.
So there you have it. I mean, that's a great way to put it. Of course, Tesla, you could just do it this way. But the basic idea is, here's $850 worth of shares. That's just one share each worth under 10 bucks. Yeah, I would say that's dangerous. The report is fascinating. I will tell you again, it's all these big names. And now you have a reason why, well, your fiduciary shouldn't be putting you into them, because they're supposed to look out for your best interest. If you're looking out for your best interest, you don't want them either. Check out the report at newconstructs.com. They are the most dangerous stocks for fiduciaries. They're in the danger zone this week. David Trainer, thanks for joining us. We got one more to go this year. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Chuck.
That's David Trainer. He is president and founder at New Constructs. And again, it's newconstructs.com, the website. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And I always point to their blog. But yeah, if you want to find the rest of the stocks on that list and get more concrete numbers, get the deep dive that David said he could do here, it's there for you. Up next, it's the Market Call. Chris Mack from Harding Loevner will be here talking stocks in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.